If we write books with a deep sense of responsibility, believing that the book is written for our future selves to read in the next life, then perhaps there would be fewer falsehoods in the world. And if the knowledge created within human civilization was such that its creator could honestly answer why it was conceived, then the culture shaped by this knowledge would not lead humanity astray. This quote might be a bit lengthy, but it came about while I was reflecting. I was searching for the why behind my own actions, which became the starting point for writing my book. We are Buddhists, but if we don't aspire for nirvana, how should we navigate our lives without going astray? Thanks to the 10th Gallama Sutta left by the Buddha, which states, "Do not believe, even if I myself said it," according to the Dharma transmission of Fra Dharma Kosakarya or Buddhadasa Bhikkhu. How do we build our knowledge if we don't aim for nirvana? The aforementioned knowledge quote is from my own creation. This message was conceived from the decision to write a book for myself in this and future lives nearly 20 years ago. Given my current perspective that in this lifetime, I have no desire to teach anyone anymore, all I can do is write. I write books and leave them for my future self to read in the next life, but this act also serves as a form of merit for others. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this truth.
If tomorrow was the last day, how would you live today? A question that sounds simple at first and often heard. But this time, it's different from before because the one who asked me seemed very serious and added that I should answer with my heart. After pondering, I replied that I would spend time with the one I love, and together we would do everything we ever wanted to do, without any wrong thoughts, and what else? Oh yes, eat at our favorite restaurant because my father loves delicious food, and so does my husband. Walk together, as my mother loves nature, share the stories we want to tell each other, embrace in bed, and so on until the day is filled with impressions and the utmost happiness. The person who asked looked at me, then asked the same question again. I just smiled broadly and said, I would genuinely do that. What else should I say? I thought about it, and I answered with my heart. Otherwise, I wouldn't say the person I love. I would just use all the money to buy my favorite bags, since I wouldn't have to save money anymore. Ha ha. They looked at me and spoke with an even more serious tone and gaze, saying, stop considering the question for a moment, and answer with your heart. I'm confused. What's this about? Use your heart to answer. How do I do it? I can't. Have you ever stopped running after society and looked at yourself to see what you're saying? Have you ever stopped to look at your heart and realize it's dry and barren? These are questions that you must answer with your heart. But when you answer, you don't feel anything in your heart at all. I sit silently, as the questions are repeated. Listen carefully to this question. What if tomorrow is your last day? That means after tomorrow, you won't see the face of the one you love again. Hear me. You won't see their face ever again in this life, and who knows how many lifetimes? Because if you do find each other, you won't recognize one another. Do you hear me? I'm left silent. Not see each other again? It's a stab in the chest. I've never stopped to think like this. Will I not see the one I love again? Really not see them? Tears start to flow. I feel a heavy sadness all over, remembering the hugs I've given, the voices I've heard. They will all disappear. I don't know where I'll go. I'm scared. We won't see each other again. How many lifetimes until we meet? And if we do, will you find me? Will you remember me? I'm terrified. They look at me and say, that's it, you've heard the question. You've really heard it. Now, find your answer. I don't have to stop thinking now. I can answer. I want to remember them. Remember their voice, their touch, their smile, their love. Remember them so that even if we pass each other just once in the next life, we must remember each other. I want to remember you. And I want you to remember me too. Remember how much I love you, how deeply, and want to meet you in every lifetime. I think of the hero's words in the movie Love Letters when he recorded his last video before dying and told the heroine, "Don't forget me." I only heard that then but didn't understand. How could the heroine forget the hero, the father of her child, her true husband? But now I understand. Because I want to tell the one I love, don't forget me, if there really are future lives, we must find each other. Remember my embrace, remember my voice, remember my love. It's real, and no matter how different we may look in any lifetime, we must find and recognize each other. I want them to remember me. Don't forget me, please don't forget me, and we must meet again. I have heard it, the desire of my heart. Whether it's today or the last day of my life, this is what I want. I will remember your love, and I will make you know that my love will be eternal. Remember my love. All of this, it's heavy and overwhelming. The truth just flashed before me, revealing what I truly want. I realize that we should ask this question so our hearts can hear it from the beginning. Because once I heard the true desire of my heart, I knew that every remaining day of this life might not be enough to tell him, "Don't forget me. Remember me, no matter in this life or any life, we must meet again." Because every time we leave home for work, immerse ourselves in society, we grow farther from home. Sometimes, we distance ourselves so much that we forget what our love looks like. We eat together every day, we talk every day, but sometimes I forget my love. I cannot answer what my heart's desire looks like. So, don't even hope for the next life. Even in this life, there might be a day when we forget how much we love each other. Knowing the answer to this question early on, people usually say, so you can live every day of your life to the fullest. But for me, so you know what to start doing from today, because some desires may take a lifetime of effort to achieve. For me, if I knew my heart's desire on the last day before death, that day would probably be the most tormenting of my life because I would know that I've been away from home for so long that we will not remember our love and never meet again in any lifetime. How about you? Have you ever heard this question with your heart? When you do hear it, the answer will be the true answer from your heart, and that will be the only real desire of your life.
In an era flooded with vast volumes of information, it's more crucial than ever to possess the ability to discern truth from fiction. As streams of data surge around us like tumultuous waves in an endless sea, a lone individual amidst a deluge of scattered information is attempting to find their way. The ability to navigate these waters becomes paramount. Without the vital skill to separate genuine information from falsehoods, our life's trajectory can be severely affected. As beautifully articulated in the truth quote from the book, Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser on page 204. In an era overloaded with information and a plethora of news, if we cannot revive such a skill, how are we to distinguish what is true from what is false? Reviving the human skill of creating knowledge is paramount for people to maintain the essence of life. This allows us to independently discover what is true or false. It is imperative not to be dismissive. Don't let your subconscious mind cast aside this crucial knowledge before your very essence rejects the reality of our current predicament. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this situation. Let us not forsake the opportunity to seek solutions to this pressing issue. Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser.